6. The next thing I knew, I was standing on the rooftop of a skyscraper in a battle-torn city with my friends. All around us, I could see various multi-armed gray monsters trashing the place, though they seemed to be led by a giant golden dragon with a wolf face. "Right," I said, as I opened my hand and stared at the golden coin resting on my palm with the image of an orc with a pirate hat emblazoned on it. So, how do I use this thing? "Like this," Jody cried, as she held her own coin overhead. "Stegosaurus." In an instant, pink light wrapped around Jody, before solidifying into a bright pink mech suit that was both humanoid and stegosaurus-like at the same time. So really, it just sort of looked like Godzilla, only pink.
"OMG," Melanie said, as she put her hands on her face. "This is just like that show she likes."
She shook her head.
"The Flower Sailors."
"Well, you know what that means,"
Veronica said, as she held up her own coin.
"It's flowering time. Woolly mammoth."
There was a flash of black light as Veronica transformed into a giant black-as-night mech that reminded me of the Hindu god Ganesha because it was an elephant-headed humanoid. Though, I couldn't help but note that this mech still had both tusks.
"Smilodon!"
Melanie cried as well. Like the other two cat girls, she transformed. Only Melanie's mech, while bright yellow, looked almost exactly like her, because it was a giant cat girl wearing a miniskirt, only with saber-toothed tiger fangs.
"That one feels like a cop-out," Gobta said, as he looked at the three cat girls, who immediately began posing.
And the strange thing was that as I watched Jody strike a pose where she put two fingers by her temple while putting the other on her hip, I saw a strange auric glow surround them, almost like they were powering up. There was a loud crash beside us, and as I turned my head toward it to see one of the gray monsters heading right toward us, Jody leapt into action.
"Die, foul fiend!"
she cried, her voice somehow magnified to a booming crescendo as her mech landed on the ground beside the building and seemed to grow in size until it was also the size of a skyscraper.
"Know the power of my true love!"
Then she made a heart with her hands around where her own heart would be before thrusting it forward until her arms were outstretched. There was a crack of lightning as bright pink sparks began to ripple off her hands an instant before an immense shimmering heart of pure pink energy exploded outward. The blast hit the creature like a special beam cannon and tore a hole straight through it before blasting off into the ether. As the gray creature collapsed forward onto its knees, its body began to crackle and fissure like a volcano was erupting inside it. Then it exploded outward in a cascade of still more hearts that swept outward and flung the next two closest rock monsters onto their asses.
"Do you have to be so destructive, Jody?"
Veronica said as she leapt into action beside her friend and delivered a flying kung fu trunk slap to one of the creatures before it could recover. The impact was more than enough to send the creature flying backward through a building, and as debris crashed all around it, I felt the shockwave of the blast ripple through my stomach.
"There ain't no laws when you've got claws, baby,"
Jody chuckled as she struck another pose, this time with one leg back and her hands making a heart next to her shoulder. Once again, her aura began to rise, and I realized that she was taunting to fill her special meter, or at least it seemed like it worked that way.
"Garrett,
Hurry up and transform,
Melanie said, glancing at us before she jumped off the building.
We can't do our final attack unless we're all transformed.
Then she ran at the rock monsters and began her own catfight.
Makes sense,
I said, as I looked at my three summoned minions. Ready, guys?
So, we just hold up our coin and yell what it is?
Gobda confirmed, and when I nodded, he dubiously held up his coin.
Dragon?
As the word left his lips, there was a scream from beside us as a green mech suit with a dragon's head and giant wings enveloped my hobgoblin friend. Only, while one of his hands was clawed like I'd expect a dragon to be, his other was long and sharp-looking, with a bunch of holes in it. Gobta must have been confused, because he gave it a tentative swipe through the air, causing it to elicit a whistling sound.
I do not understand. Is this a blade hand?
He stared at me helplessly.
I'm not sure what to do with this.
It's a flute, I said with a shrug.
Try playing it. Do I look like someone who can play a flute?
He tapped his dragon helmet with the flute.
And how do I play this with a helmet on?
He shook his head.
This makes no sense.
Just go with it,
Veronica said, as she used her trunk to squeeze the life out of another rock monster.
It will work. Promise.
Right.
Gobta shook his head before putting the flute to his lips. And as he did, a very catchy tune that could never, ever have been played from a flute ripped across the horizon. Then the bay beside the city began to roil, sending waves smashing against the shoreline as a massive green dragon tore itself free from the oceanic depths.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Then he played another tune on his flute. And instantly the dragon charged into battle, smashing into the rock creatures while unleashing blasts of fire from his massive jaws.
Master, I have a problem,
Queenie said, dragging my attention away from the battle at hand.
My coin is broken.
She held up a blue coin that, sure enough, was broken in half.
I would try to use it anyway, but I can't read the whole command word.
Maybe I can be of assistance, fair Ant Queen,
Hudson said, as he held up his own coin, which, of course, was the other half of Queenie's coin.
I think if we put them together, it will work.
Makes as much sense as anything else, I said as I looked at them and shrugged.
Try it.
As you wish, Master.
Queenie said, before she and Hudson joined coins. Then their eyes flashed.
Wonder summons powers activate!
They cried in unison, and as a flash of sapphire light rippled out of them, blue, caped mech suits enveloped their bodies.
Form of Mighty Eagle!
Queenie cried, right before she transformed into a giant mechanical eagle with a slight paunch that leapt into the air. Then she made a beeline for the closest rock monster that was currently engaged in a catfight with Melanie.
Form of Giant Ape!
Hudson yelled, and unsurprisingly turned into a blue version of King Kong that jumped into battle with all the fury of a giant, pissed-off gorilla.
I guess that just leaves me,
I said, as I looked down at the coin in my hand. Then I held it up.
Orc Pirate.
Power. That's all I can say, because at that moment, I felt power unlike anything I'd ever experienced before. And that was saying something because I was, quite literally, a god. Sure, maybe not here and now, but I had experienced that level of power before.
This?
It was quite unlike that, because this felt strong in a way that was simply unexplainable in pitiful human language. I felt it ripple through my body in an instant, filling me with the nearly insatiable urge to beat the fuck out of stupid rock monsters for daring to step upon my planet with their weak, rocky bodies. Giant plates of mechanical armor tried to fuse to my body, tried to contain my sheer power within them. But unlike the others, I was too big, too massive, too large to be contained. I needed to be free. And as the mechanical armor surrounded me, it simply disintegrated as a ripple of aura filled me to the brim. Then, the hand of the Destroyer King on my wrist flared like the motherfucking sun, should that pitiful star ever actually, you know, be bright enough to shine like a motherfucking diamond. And shine I did, because a ripple of red energy exploded out of my body that quite literally flattened all the surrounding buildings. Then, the whole of the simulation seemed to bend and warp around the edges as I turned my eyes on the monster in front of me, in time for me to catch its fist with my face. Or mostly, anyway. Because thanks to my training, I managed to get my gauntleted hand in front of the blow. It was strange, because even as the force of the punch flung me backward, for an instant, I could see him for what he was. A creature made of ones and zeros, of bits and bytes, of code and magic. The hand of the Destroyer King has encountered a hostile enemy. Special ability, Feel the Truth, has been activated. You can now see the enemy for what he truly is. For the duration of this battle, strikes delivered to the opponent's weak point will deal more damage than normal. As the words from the message dissolved around me, I realized I could see a giant glowing spot on every one of the creatures around me, even the massive golden asshat in front of me.
"Perhaps you will be interesting enough to take care of myself," Goldwolf said, as he dropped back into a fighting stance and made the "bring it" gesture. "Come on, unless you're afraid to go it alone."
He glanced around where my friends were still battling the rock monsters, only it was starting to seem like for every single one they defeated, two more sprouted up to take their places.
"Mano a mano is fine with me," I said, as I got to my feet, one hand reaching for the sword of the Destroyer King. Only, I suddenly found I couldn't access my inventory. Damn. Well, that was fine. I was more than able to take this guy down with my fists. And the brace of old-fashioned pistols strapped to me. That might be useful.
"Then bring it," he snarled, wings unfurling to display a truly massive wingspan. And then they burst into golden flames that coalesced into massive fireballs that hovered just above him. I dove to the side as the fireballs smashed into the ground with enough explosive force to incinerate the spot where I'd been a moment before. I rolled to my feet, and as I came up into a fighting stance, I pulled a pair of pistols from the brace around my body and fired. The pistol balls smashed into the monster as he hurtled toward me like he was trying to go for a double-leg takedown. And though the metal balls ripped furrows in his flesh, he kept moving anyway. I responded by dropping back into a staggered stance. And then, as he barreled toward me, I hit him with a Muay Thai knee straight to the nose that rocked his head back. Normally, that would have been enough to put down the average tough guy, but it only threw off his momentum a bit. He was already shrugging off the blow as his shoulder slammed into my gut. The force was enough to cause me to skid backward, But as his arms tried to grip the back of my legs so he could pull me off balance, I shifted my weight and used a judo throw to fling him over my hip. He smashed through the building next to us before slamming to the ground, and I wasted no time in following up. I focused my aura into my foot and then went to stomp the groin like any good student of Master Ken would. Unfortunately, either the creature barely had any downtime, or he'd studied breakfalls even more than I had, because as I went to attack, he rolled backward and came up on his feet. As my foot caved in the street and hit the sewer beneath, he tried to sucker punch me. I caught the blow in my gauntleted forearm with a standard boxer's block. Unfortunately, pretty much the same thing that had happened last time happened again. The force of the impact threw me backward, and I slammed into the ground hard. Breath whooshed out of me, even as I tried to roll to my feet. Only as I did, the monster leapt into the air, raised his arms high, and summoned a massive fireball. Then he flung it at me, because of course he did. Only, I'd seen enough Dragon Ball Z to know that this was likely the end if that hit the ground. The smaller ones he had summoned before had taken out nearly a square block, and this was a million times that size. If it hit, we were as good as dead. So I did the only thing I could. I summoned all my aura, did my best Ryu impression, and then thrust my hands forward while expelling all my aura in a futile attempt to stop the giant fireball from killing us all.
Hadouken!
Aura exploded out of my hands in a whoosh that made me see stars before it crashed into the fireball with a thunderclap of sound that caused a shockwave of force to ripple outward as the two blasts exploded in midair. My feet lost purchase with the ground, and I was flung backward. I smashed into a building that did all of nothing to stop my flight, because I punched straight through it, as well as the six after it. When I finally came to a stop on my back, there was a truly impressive amount of destruction hewn in my wake. But worse still, the Gold Wolf seemed relatively unfazed. He hung there in the air with a cruel, malevolent smile on his face.
Fool, he shook his head. To challenge me with such power, it's truly pathetic.
His words were cut off as Gobta's green dragon plowed into him from the side, driving him into the ground so hard he cleaved a furrow in the street. Then the cat girls attacked.
Let the power of love shine bright! Jody cried as she flung her heart-shaped hands forward.
Melanie and Veronica followed suit, and a trio of pink, yellow, and black hearts blazed through the air before slamming into the fallen creature. Only this wasn't a single attack exactly. It was a concentrated beam of energy that kept hitting the creature, and it didn't take long to see that it was quickly draining the three cat girls of aura. Worse, I couldn't even tell if it was actually hurting the monster, because it just looked like he'd been scuffed up a bit.
Master, should I attempt my final sting?
Queenie's voice reverberated in my ear, but I shook my head. No, I said as I got to my feet. My aura was dangerously low, and I had a sinking suspicion that her suicide attack wouldn't be a strong enough attack to finish off Gold Wolf. If it failed, I wouldn't have the aura to resummon her. I have another plan.
What is your plan, Master?
She asked as she landed lightly next to me, still shaped like a giant robotic eagle. It's time to form Voltron. I waved my hand. Or whatever this version of Voltron is.
That's a great idea, Garrett,
Jody cried as her heartbeam gave out and the monster started to rise.
Superbot to the rescue.
I nodded, shut my eyes, and then focused on what I wanted to do. And as I did, the magic words filled my brain. Link forms. It was a bit strange, because as I opened my eyes, I found my hands going through a set of intricate motions that, while I hadn't known them previously, somehow were now second nature to me. Still, as I did them, I noticed two things happening. First, all of the others were next to me, and what's more, they were all doing the same thing, by which I mean all making weird poses that seemed to cause them all to glow with energy. Well, all except Gobta, who just played a slightly different tune on his flute arm. Second, the armor encasing my body began to shift and move as parts of it fused with those around me until our combined forms shifted into a sort of weird dinosaur tank thing.
Fancy seeing you here, Jody said, and I looked over to see her standing there next to me in what seemed like a massively large cockpit.
This is a very strange scenario,
Queenie said from my other side, and I nodded to her as I looked around. Sure enough, everyone was here, even Gobta, which, I don't know, I guess made sense.
Either way, that thing is about to get up, Garrett.
Melanie pointed at the view screen where Goldwolf was, in fact, starting to get up. And from the look of things, we'd barely smudged his gilded armor.
Right. Let's give him something to remember us by.
I grabbed the joystick in front of me and moved it while my other hand flew across some buttons. And crazily enough, my friends all mimicked my actions on their own consoles.
Mecha Blast!
As I pounded my fist on the big red fire button in front of me, arcs of lightning shot out of the eyes of all the now fused mechs. The impact sent Goldwolf staggering backward, and as his giant wings beat the air to help balance himself, I noticed that the move had charged one of the two bars on the view screen. This one was labeled Super Attack, and that sounded like a great idea, so I decided to go for it.
Initiate Super Mecha Blast,
I cried, as my friends and I went through a series of movements that caused the massive mech to react, though none of us actually touched the controls. Then the mouths of the dragon and Stegosaurus mechs opened wide to reveal huge cannons that straight up blew away the Gold Wolf. Only, as the mushroom cloud of debris began to dissipate, a bad feeling filled my gut. That feeling was made worse by the repulsive laughter that filled my ears.
You think you can stop me?
A brown-robed sorceress with absolutely ridiculous green hair cackled as she appeared in the clouds high above. And I had exactly one guess as to who she was. Greta Grendel.
Arise, Gold Wolf! Grow!
She raised her staff high before flinging it down at the creature's feet from high above. It cut through the air like a knife before burying itself in the smoking ground where the monster had been. Lightning crackled in the suddenly crackling sky as the Gold Wolf burst out of the black smoke, bigger and badder than ever. Golden sparks leapt from his skin as he raised his head and howled so loudly that it somehow caused a disruption in the electronics of our mechs. A fire sprang up to my left as a cascade of sparks poured from the panel on my right. Only, as Goldwolf rushed forward and smashed our giant robot tank with his fist, I noticed something else. The second bar had inexplicably filled up, illuminating a humanoid shape. I couldn't help it. A smile crossed my lips.
"For Mechanos,"
I cried, as I hit the button with the same image on my console.
"For Mechanos,"
the others cried, as they hit their own buttons, and I saw a swirl of colors sweep out of us and fill the fantastic mechs around us. Then everything shifted, and the mechs somehow formed into a giant, man-shaped robot. And crazier still, I realized I had my hand wrapped around the sword of the Destroyer King, only it wasn't my hand. It was the hand of Mechanos, and he wielded a giant version of my own weapon. That's when I grinned stupidly, because somehow the super meter was full again.
"All right,"
I said as I looked at my friends.
"Let's do this. Mechanos Power Slash."
As I spoke the words, I did an intricate movement that everyone also copied, and as I let loose a slash with my own hand, Mechanos followed suit, delivering a powerful blast with his sword that slammed into Goldwolf and cut him into halves that then exploded into bits of golden gobbets that rained down on the decimated town.
"Curses!"
Greta Grendel cried before grabbing her forehead.
"Rah! I have a headache. I'll deal with you all later."